CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Lifeguards in eThekwini have singled out swimming and drinking as one of their biggest challenges during the festive season. They say intoxicated beachgoers have become a recurring problem over the holidays. Senior lifeguard Sishat Qabas advised them not to enter the water as they're likely to endanger themselves and others. He's meanwhile asked bathers to alert lifeguards if someone's in distress.
Alcohol and swimming does not miss. That's one thing that we are challenged with every single year. Do not swim with fully clothed because your clothes already are heavy because of the water. So if you are trying to swim, the clothes will drag you underneath and you will battle with the currents.
Last week alone, officials reported over 5 drowning incidents in KZN, with the youngest victim believed to be about 9 years old. A teenage boy also drowned at a Richards Bay beach on Saturday, while a Limpopo man remains missing after presumably drowning at Eastmore Crescent in Umhlanga. The Umkhonto weSizwe Party says internal tensions are inevitable due to the diverse political backgrounds of its members. The organization briefed the media yesterday on preparations for its first anniversary celebrations at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium next month. The MKP has grown to become the third largest political organization in the country. High Command member Advocate Dali Mpofu has acknowledged there have been some initial challenges.
Anybody who has ever been involved in a new political organization will know that it must have teething problems. Going towards next year, we will be stabilizing the organization. By the time we're talking about the second anniversary this time next year, you'll be talking about a completely different picture.
Gauteng municipal officials have confirmed that a tornado struck the Randfontein area. Strong winds caused extensive damage to infrastructure in the afternoon. His newswatcher's Mangalisa Kumalo.
Municipal officials are assessing the damage that was left by the storm. Some of the affected areas include Umphakathi Mall, Greenfield Estate and the Mohlakeng Township. So far, no reports of injuries have been received.
That's newswatcher's Mangalisa Kumalo. And tens of thousands of Lebanese displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah are heading back to their devastated towns and villages. A ceasefire between the two sides continues, but tensions remain in the region. The Lebanese military has been reinforcing its presence in the country's south, where Hezbollah has long held sway. The Iran-backed group has proclaimed victory over Israel in a statement. Its members say they're watching the withdrawal of Israeli forces from the borders with their hands on the trigger. Israel's curfew, which stops people traveling to southern Lebanon, is due to end this morning. Jasmine El-Gamal is a former Middle East advisor at the U.S. Department of Defense.
If the ceasefire is not used by both parties and the outside mediators to actually get to the core issues of the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel, then this just is a cessation of hostilities until the next bout of fighting occurs.
And finally, a young South African activist living with HIV will take over Charlize Theron's Instagram account on World AIDS Day. The United Nations says 21-year-old Ibanomonde Ngema was born with HIV and has dedicated her advocacy work to dispelling myths and reducing stigma around the virus. Ngema says she wants to bring awareness to the first-hand experiences of young people living with HIV. The Oscar-winning actress's global account at Charlize Africa has around 7.6 million followers. On the weather front, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, we'll take a look at some of the Champions League action from last night, with Liverpool remaining unbeaten in the tournament. Kaizer Chiefs, they are back to winning ways in the Betway Prem, and the Springboks to face Italy in a two-match series in 2025.